from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Obama seeks to reassure Americans. U.S. President Barack Obama sought to reassure Americans shaken up by what he acknowledged was a painful week following two fatal police shootings of African Americans in an ambush that left five policemen dead in Dallas. The president was speaking Saturday at the NATO summit in Warsaw, but he devoted much of his news conference to events back home.
And so as tough, as hard, as depressing as the loss of life was this week, we've got a foundation to build on. We just have to have confidence that we can build on those better angels of our nature.
The president said he plans to travel to Dallas in the coming days. Scores of people are continuing to pay their respects. At a memorial outside of police headquarters, one woman said she knew the gunman.
So I actually went to the high school of the same guy that actually shot the police recently. I know I wasn't in the same class as him. He was actually 2 years younger than me, but I just felt I needed to come out and pay my respects, being so close to such a bad situation like that.
Demonstrations about police brutality against black men continued around the U.S. into the night Saturday and Sunday in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Protester Marcus Johnson explained why he was out there.
We're not out here to have no drama with the police or try to make it like it's we trying to hurt something or do something. We just out here for justice for the man that got killed.
Meanwhile, in Baton Rouge, a Black Lives Matter founder, his name is DeRay McKesson, was actually arrested while live streaming at a demonstration about the police shooting of Alton Sterling. This is VOA News.